Welcome all. Today we are going to talk about running MySQL on ARM. So we'll see why it is advantageous to run MySQL on ARM and what more as a developer we could do to make it further optimized for ARM. With that quick note, let's get started. My name is Krunal Bauskar. I have been driving this MySQL on ARM initiative. That's quick intro about me. I have been working in MySQL space for more than a decade now. In past, I have worked with Percona, Oracle, Yahoo Labs, Kickfire, Teradata. Currently, I am working with Huawei as part of the open source DB group, where we are trying to make all the open source database, not only the database, but also the complete ecosystem optimal for ARM. So with that quick intro about me, let's jump to our today's agenda. So we'll first talk about ARM ecosystem to get everyone on the same page. And then we will talk about the state of MySQL ecosystem from user perspective and then developer perspective. We'll end it back with the community and what community can contribute to. I'm sure all of us have heard about ARM processors. They are widely used in all kind of applications. Very primarily, they are used in mobile phones and network equipment. They are also used in a lot of smart home appliances and IoT devices. They are also growing use of ARM processors in smart driving cars and of course with the space programs. What is something new and has been catching a lot of traction lately is use of ARM for high performance computing. Now, what exactly has fueled this? ARM low cost of ownership, because ARM consume lesser power, the overall cost of ownership over a period of time is lesser. So that has been one of the key driving factor. Also, ARM processors are pretty powerful. They can provide better or on par performance. And not only that, they comes with more cores. That means you will get more computing powers, and that could be used to get better throughput out of the same cost. Not only on the hardware front, on software front too, there has been quite good development. Almost all OS provider now releases their port for ARM. Most of the softwares has already been ported to ARM. Open source databases, most of the popular open source database, including MySQL, has been ported to ARM. And importantly, there is a growing user and developer base. A lot of new generation developers who have been working on ARM, maybe through Raspberry Pi, Arduino kit, something of that sort, are already used to the ARM ecosystem. So they are every year, the developer base is growing and they are joining. And that is also fueling the complete ARM ecosystem. But also another important incident that happened in last couple of years has been easy availability of ARM instances through cloud providers and even now with desktop machines. So Huawei offers ARM instances using its Kunpeng processor. Amazon does it through Graviton. Oracle plans to offer it too. We are already aware Apple have released M1, which is powering their MacBooks. There is a news that Microsoft is also working on some kind of ARM chips. So overall, everyone knows that the ARM has been gaining a lot of traction and all vendors are trying to port their respective softwares to ARM. And even on the hardware front, it is getting stronger and stronger and the ecosystem in general is growing. So with that quick note about ARM ecosystem, now let's talk about state of MySQL ecosystem from user perspective. So whenever a user think of moving from one system to other system, user would like to consider these four parameters. Being an open source, community support also makes sense. But general things are like whether the new system will have feature set complete, what about the performance, what about the ecosystem. So let's try to evaluate MySQL from using these four parameters. Now on feature set front, Oracle has been releasing packages for MySQL starting with 8.x. And they are very well tested. They are marked GA. So we can be rest assured that they are coming with the same quality directly from the upstream Oracle. Also, we haven't found any feature or sub feature that has been marked beta or experimental. So all the features that you get on the other platforms are available on ARM. Extended features like bin log replication or group replications are also available with the same quality. And basically, they are also supported. So user can say that the complete feature set is, MySQL feature set is complete on ARM. If you talk about performance, so MySQL on ARM scales well on ARM. So of course we are going to look at some of the graphs for it. But the good part is that you know MySQL has been there are a lot of still good number of patches that are waiting to get accepted. And once they get accepted, the whatever already it is scaling better, then it will start scaling further. Better than what its current levels are. MySQL has been already also working on more cores or kind of developing the new features they are developing. They are trying to tune it so that they are compatible with more number of cores. So that is also helping. On ecosystem front, as we all understand, database is not a standalone component. There are a lot of other supporting components. Maybe it's a backup, load balancers. So we can say that a full stack ecosystem, can we boot a full stack ecosystem using open source component on ARM? And yes, we can. Almost all the, at least one or two components from each category have been available on ARM. Most of them, they are available directly from the upstream repo. And this list of the tools is just growing. More and more vendors are finding it important to start porting their software to ARM. If you talk about community support, there is a pretty active community. More than 30 plus patches has been contributed. There are developers from all over organizations or different all over world with, from different organizations. There is also a MySQL on ARM Slack dedicated channel on the MySQL community Slack, where you could of course ask questions and you know if you have any queries to be shared, that you know community would of course would be happy to reply back to you. So let's understand the ecosystem thing, right? We just talked about. So what we tried doing is like we tried selecting only open source products and we tried to see if they are available on ARM and can we actually mark the complete ecosystem complete, full stack complete. So of course the server is directly coming from Oracle. Now binlog replication or group replication are inherent part of the server. So HS solution is taken care of. Backup, we can use Percona Extra Backup. It community evaluated, it works on ARM. Load balancer front, ProxySQL and MySQL router both have official packages from their respective repo for ARM. PMM again community evaluated and Percona engineer evaluated. It also works on ARM. Connector, again, connectors have official packages directly from Oracle repository. DB tool front, shell, MySQL shell again has official packages. Percona toolkits, most of them are Perl script. They just work out of box. Community have already tested them. So overall, if you look at if user wants to boot up a full stack on ARM, then it is pretty much possible because from every category, there are at least one or two tools available and which are work or available on ARM. And this list is just keep on growing. The picture was very different 1 year back. Now we have more components and a lot of more components are getting added to each and every category. And if you care about running things on, you know, Kubernetes orchestrations kind of thing, then of course, Kubernetes and Docker Swarm are also available on ARM. If you talk about performance, if you talk about the performance, then you know ARM is a different processor. So if you want to compare ARM with its counterpart, then you know there are two different models in which you can compare. So one is the model where we continue to keep cost constant and all other parameter constant and allow the compute power to differ. Of course, ARM being cheaper, ARM get more compute power, almost 2.5x to 2.5x more compute power. And as you could see, with this extra compute power, ARM is able to scale well, you know, against its counterpart. And in fact, in some cases, the difference is almost 2x. And with higher scalability, when the scalability point is crossed, in few cases, ARM just continue to scale and maintain the lead with significant margin. Now that's with that was with Uniform. This is with Xeon, which means there is a more contention. And as you could see, again, even with more contention use case, ARM is able to scale very well. And all these point, the cost is constant. So for the same cost, a user is getting more TPS or more work done. Now, if you go back to the traditional model where we used to have, you know, let the cost remain different. Of course, we know ARM is cheaper, but let's keep give the same resources, including the same compute power to both of the machines, right? So in this case too, some may get surprised that ARM is powerful enough and it is able to beat its counterpart with higher scalability, as you could see. In fact, for some cases it has there is a significant margin, and other cases too it is either on par, and once the scalability point is crossed, it is able to consistently beat the things. In read-write case, for higher scalability, ARM may lag, but as we said, there are a lot of good patches that has been contributed by community, and that gap, we tried experimenting with it, and one single patch itself reduces that gap by 50%, and that's already a small gap, and that further get reduced by just one single patch. So there is a huge potential, even with the same compute power, ARM is able to beat its counterpart. And that means you are getting all this or same performance or a better performance for almost 50% lesser cost, or in fact more, but 50% on an average lesser cost. So that was with Uniform, and again this is with Xeon, that is with more contention. And here too, we could see the same pattern, that ARM is able to consistently beat its counterpart. So with that quick intro, I am sure user probably now feel that might have got at least an idea that what is the state of MySQL on ARM and what advantage they could expect by moving to ARM. But then as a developer, we could further push it, and let's understand what are the some of the things which we can look for. See, ARM is a different architecture. So whenever you want to port, or even you tune, I would say, any software for ARM, you need to consider some of these key changes that you can concentrate on. For example, ARM is a weaker memory model, so you should use proper optimal memory barriers. Low level hardware instructions would be different if your software is using them. Cache line differences are there. Optimized atomics, which was introduced in ARM 8.1 standards. Hardware parallelisms through neon instruction sets. More cores, more NUMA nodes. We are going to see some example about it. Branching differences are there. 64-bit optimizations. Most of the time, using 64-bit registers, some optimization loop is done, but that may be enabled only for x86 processors. So you can also add to the list name of the ARM processors, so ARM can also get advantage out of it. Low level construct like timer, spin loops, all these things could be tuned for ARM. So overall, any software that needs to get tuned for ARM has to address all these aspects, and MySQL is no exception. So a lot of patches are present on these category, and we'll see what could be done further. Global counter and state variable. We all understand global counters are pretty important for any software, including MySQL. The problem with the global counter is, with increasing number of threads, the contention increases, because all threads need to access the same variable. And also that creates another problem of cache line sharing, and this drastically affects the performance. So MySQL switched back to use distributed counters. So the idea is very simple, that a counter is distributed into n parts, and the aggregate value of all these n parts make a value of the counter. This was a good idea. It helped reduce contention. But MySQL uses random number generation to select a part. So maybe core 1 may, so at point in time you update its counter P3, and some point in time it may get update, it may update P5, and sometime it may update P7. Why? Because it is random number generated. So this actually helps reduce the contention, but may cause cache line sharing issues to help, and may also result in cross NUMA movement. We will see about it in next slide. But the possible solution would be having a kind of a static mapping. So for example, core 1 always access or updates P1, core 2 updates P2, core 3 updates P3, that way. Now we could use something like schedule get CPU, which will help us give this static mapping. Now the only thing to watch out is that latency of schedule get CPU shouldn't override the latency of moving or cross NUMA moment. Now to stretch this further, one other problem you would discovered is that if core 1 actually allocates all this counter, then the counter memory will be actually allocated only on NUMA node, which is closer to core 1 or attached to core 1. But since the part of the counter like P5, P6, P7 will be updated by the cores which are located on, say, other NUMA node, that doesn't make sense for them to always incur the cross NUMA latency. So what if we could actually allocate the parts in distributed fashion and keep them closer to the respective NUMA nodes or respective node cores where attached NUMA nodes? So this is possible by using NUMA memory allocation. The problem with NUMA memory allocation is that it is always aligned to the page size. So even if you ask for, let's say core 1 wants to allocate in its own NUMA, it asks for 256 byte, it will get 4K, 16K or 64K based on whatever is the page size. So that is a problem. So what could, how we could solve it? We could have a central allocator, because there are so many distributed counters. So every counter can request central allocator. Central allocator can interleave the memory across multiple NUMA nodes and give slots that could be then used by respective cores. And those slots will be closer or be attached to the respective core NUMA nodes. So that would help in this thing to reduce the cross NUMA latency. So that is one of the idea. Now, not all of the global variables needs to be distributed. So you could actually have a normal variable which is just getting incremented, but you should use a proper memory barrier. This is just a quick experiment we did. And as you could see, the difference is almost 10 to 15% with higher scalability if you use proper memory barrier versus the default memory barrier. Same thing with state variable. State variable hold a discrete value, and the traditional way of mutex lock and update and unlock may not be a good idea. So, you know, we could always switch back to use the norm atomics. And as we could see through a micro benchmarking thing we did, the difference or gain you could see is roughly around 50% or so. So this is the magnitude of gain that you could observe by switching from the traditional mutex to the update atomics related things. Now, more NUMA nodes. So one aspect, okay, so let's understand this from an experiment. So what we did is we started our MySQL server using 28 vCPU, and we executed a workload which were using Sysbench with 1024 threads. So we got some XTPS. Now, when we increased the vCPUs from 28 to 56, we doubled it. We of course saw reduction in the contention, and the performance or the TPS went up. But when we increased it further from 56 to 112, we saw the degradation in performance. Now, that was a bit surprise, right? Because we have given more number of vCPUs, and still we are, instead of seeing a improvement, we are seeing a pretty decent degradation, almost by 40 to 50%. So here the problem is the distance between the two NUMA node. For example, distance between the node 1 and node 2 is 16 units because they are located on the same socket, but distance between node 1 and node 4 is 33 units because NUMA node 1 and NUMA node 4 are located on different socket. So this socket differences, NUMA differences, NUMA distancing play a very critical role while start running software with more number of cores. So what we expected is, since we gave it a more number computing power, we expected lesser contention and better throughput. But what we found out is exactly opposite. So cache line sharing, data relocations, weight graph, all these things took over and they have disturbed the equation. We did some quick perf profiling, and what we found out is that, of course, with one, from one NUMA node to two NUMA node, you could see there is a reduction in the contention. But the moment we move from 2 to 4 NUMA node, there is increase in the contention, almost double the contention. So what we have been fixing traditionally or talking about it is scalability bottleneck, getting more from same number of cores. Now we should talk about NUMA bottleneck, getting more with more number of cores, but these cores are distributed across NUMA. So how can we get more performance from with increasing number of cores but distributed across NUMA? Configuration based setting. This is an interesting thing. You may be aware of spin loop inside InnoDB. Now it is tuned probably based on whenever it was created, it was tuned for x86 kind of processors. Now with ARM processor, this tuning may not hold exactly. So you probably will have to figure out what is the best possible value for your ARM processor. Now for the ARM processor I had access to, what I figured out is that the performance get optimal when the value is 24, and I see a 6% improvement versus default. but I tuned it for my ARM processor. Let's say you, but there are so many vendors who come up with their ARM processors, and there is a common set of guidelines, but not the implementation of low level things could be different. So it is not that for every ARM processor the 24 value will work as the optimal value. So how do you actually make sure that you know, if we can make this code completely resilient to the underlying architecture, that would be the best way. Now till x86 it was still fine because, you know, it was coming from one or two vendors only, but with ARMs there are so many vendors, everyone would have their own way or protocol of implementing some things, and maybe if it worked 24 was optimal for me, maybe it will be something else for some other ARM processor. Workload distribution. We all know InnoDB actually allocates its memory in interleaved fashion when it goes to multiple NUMA nodes. So if you have 100 GB of memory and 4 NUMA node, each NUMA node will have 25 GB of memory. Now that is so good. But what about the system and user thread? Are they also allocated or binded in the same way? Unfortunately, no. So we leave it to OS scheduler to do it. Now, sometime OS scheduler may do a better job, but sometime OS scheduler may create a skewed distribution. This is an example. If you have more than 64 thread, I have 4 NUMA nodes. As you could see, I was able to get a pretty uniform distribution. But when I moved to 8 threads, most of the threads got allocated to only NUMA node 2 in this case, and other NUMA nodes were free. So this creates a skewed distribution. So this is an idea to explore. If we go ahead and have a uniform distributions even for the smaller number of threads, and especially even for system threads, can we go ahead and get a better performance and a more stable performance? Especially if we can do some kind of soft binding to the user and system threads, so they don't leave their NUMA space. And if that helps improve performance. Now InnoDB has buffer pool instances up to 64, right? So if there are NUMA node which if there are threads that are flushing from a flush list, then they will be localized to the said NUMA node. They will not have to make a cross trip to a page which is located on other NUMA node. Same way, purge locality could be explored, and all these things will also benefit the parallel query module. So you know, MySQL have already enabled parallel query module, which I think is getting evolved further. So you know, parallel query module will be also get benefit out of all these even workload distribution. So there are few of the things which we talked about, but beyond that also community has contributed a lot of other things. For example, checksum optimizations, weak memory model, timer spin loop optimizations, more NUMA nodes, 64-bit optimization, branching. So overall, there have been good number of patches that has been contributed, and over a period of time when these get accepted, you could see that already MySQL on ARM is scaling well. It will further cross its own limit and, you know, scale way better than its counterparts. So with that overview from development perspective, let's talk about community. So the community is pretty widespread. We have seen developers from different organizations contributing all over world. There is a dedicated MySQL on ARM channel. If you have any ideas or you would like to discuss anything, you can always put it there. Community will surely respond back to you. And this is more like community wish list for MySQL Oracle. So if they could start improving the distro support, which is currently limited to CentOS and RHEL, and with CentOS going phasing out, having more distro support will surely help. A bit more efforts on evaluating patches from community. Some of them patches are 4+ year old. Across the board testing, which has started gaining pace. A lot of new patches are being tested on different across ARM or on ARM also, and looking beyond the mainline path, covering other things like whether it's perf schema or clustering or tools like connectors and so, and making those things also optimal for ARM would surely help. So with that, we will now open the session for Q&A. Before that, thanks organizers and sponsor for making this possible and providing opportunity to share the ideas. And of course, you can remain connected. We have a blog where we normally write about the new things that is happening. And of course, you can join the Slack channel and follow the tweet. Thank you.